Tell me when you're both ready. Okay. So we're going back 6 years when Renew first come into the area. We just set up a residents association in the area, which I was part of. And then Renew came along and said this was an area that they were going to be looking at for major intervention. And they advertised a job and bought along this community centre and set that up. And I was one of the lucky people who got the job. So I've worked with the residents in the area now for 6 years.
Okay.
And we've seen a lot of clearance. 730 houses have come down in the area. So we did have quite a thriving community, which has dwindled down quite a bit now. And we've done quite a number of artist things over the years. We worked, our very first one was some hoardings that were around the building site down the road. Greg and Chris, who did some ideas of, they did like a vision of from old to new with the local community involvement and bringing along pictures and that. And that was also incorporated with Glassball. And then, of course, we did the Butler New Road artwork where they put pictures on the windows when they were boarded up to be knocked down. And then that was taken on as doing a an artist wall, basically. There was a whole hoarding along there that's going up. And they started to put some pictures on it and doing that. But that's now come to an end. So there will be a complete hoarding there that you may be able to use for one of your events. I don't know. As I say, the residents had dwindled down. We had over 1,000 terraced houses, just over 1,000 terraced houses, and 730 of them have been demolished. So there's about 350, 360 properties left. But there's also a big council estate at the top of 2,000 properties. And then there's two new building sites that have now come along. Red Row down the bottom here, which have got 248 properties on it at the moment occupied. And the M4 estate across the road here, we're actually working with an artist at the moment across there doing a willow statue.
Okay.
And there's 71 properties on that. And then just across the canal is the Ben Bailey estate, which has got about 140 properties on that one. So they are sort of starting coming up again. They have been building recently, but they've stopped at the moment. So the area was mainly made up of, I think it was last count was 67% of over 55. So you can see that the younger generation, we haven't got a great deal of people to work with, but the elder generation, we've obviously got quite a number of people. Because it was two bedroom terraced houses is why mainly people have stayed in the area, because it's they've got a family, got more than one child, they moved away obviously, so that's why we've got more of an elderly population than we have anything else. Community centre came along, as I said, about 6 years ago, and we've done quite a number of things here, you know, community events, fun days, there's a luncheon club, afternoon tea sessions, you know, all sorts of things like that go on. Things have started to dwindle down now, obviously, because Renew's left. And you know the money isn't there anymore to continue it. But the resident group are looking at taking on the community centre and keeping it going, so there'll still be somewhere to work from.
And do the people from the communities, as far as the new builds, do they come to this community centre?
Yes, yeah, we do get a number of them. Not everyone. I mean, the Red Row estate, 139 of their properties were aimed at first-time buyers and commuters. So normally they're not here in the week, but they're here at weekends and things like that. So you don't get a great deal from down that estate. Because the family owns, they've only just started to build, you see. Mm-hmm. Where across on the Amphora estate, it's all mainly family owns. So of course they people who have moved from the clearance areas across there, so they still come across and get involved in the in the events and that. So yes, you still get all that. Not so many local businesses now, of course, because that's why we've got the buildings going on, because the local businesses have all closed and moved on and sold on, and housing's been built in place of it. I don't know what else there is to say, really.
So across the road now, is that Renew's?
The fenced off area.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a play area that we got done for the children. Yes, and it's part of the Renew land. So it's there and for the foreseeable future until they've got something to replace it.
And the disused, looks like pottery works.
Down the road here.
What was that?
That was a pottery firm called Nelson Industrial, which closed down years ago. And they did have some little bits of areas that were opened up to shop.